This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today has been dubbed Giving Tuesday. It's a campaign that started a few years ago to raise money for charity, to atone for all that holiday shopping, maybe. Chances are some of that money will support schools. After religion, the most popular charitable cause in this country is education. Marketplace's education correspondent Amy Scott joins us from WYPR in Baltimore. Good morning, Amy.
Hi, David.
Just how big is this area of philanthropy?
Well, Americans gave $52 billion to education last year, according to Giving USA, and that's about 16% of all charitable giving. Among wealthy donors in particular, a recent report from U.S. Trust said 85% gave to education last year, and that's more than any other cause. That's fueled partly by stock market gains, of course. Giving to colleges is now higher than it was before the recession, and it's really the first sector to rebound.
What's the lure of education when it comes to writing these end-of-year checks?
Well, you know, people are, of course, concerned about student debt, the state of struggling public schools. Also, particularly colleges and universities have these well-oiled fundraising machines. I talked this morning to Stacey Palmer, editor of the Chronicle of Philanthropy.
Colleges and universities are especially good at raising money, and increasingly so are private schools, and even public schools are getting into the action. So they're asking for a lot of money.
Also, really wealthy donors want to change the world. So you've seen the rise of these mega gifts to big research universities like Harvard, Yale. Smaller, less well-known colleges, though, are really struggling to raise money.
Amy, thank you.